Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and a company update from Enduro Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ENDR and on the OTC markets under the symbol ENDMF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Cole Evans. Now, Cole, following up on a news release that came out yesterday, May 13th, it is drill results from this McClymont fault on this Newmont Lake property, a total of 17 drill holes for a little bit more than 4,500 meters that was drilled. This is that 2020 exploration program. Now, the headline here says Enduro intersects gold in all drill holes and sees the first porphyry mineralization in the drill core at McClymont. What's the importance here, Cole, of A, experiencing or hitting gold in all the drill holes, but then also this porphyry mineralization?
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. Well, going right to the first highlight, so I'll quote, all 17 drill holes completed along a 4.5-kilometer long continuum intersected gold of various mineralizations of various styles and significance. So that's really important. And I just refer people back to that figure one, again, right at the top of the press releases. We're in the Golden Triangle. This is a geological environment for porphyries, right? This is porphyry country. And as you see with the large portion of porphyry deposits around the world, you know, there's various mineralization styles and deposits types that form secondarily to these, these porphyries. Think of it like they're the trunk of the tree, and then, you know, you have branches and leaves and all sorts of things shooting off the side. So that's what's critical to understand about this is we've intersected various parts of that tree, so to speak, right? We've seen the leaves, the pine cones, the branches, however you want to, whatever analogy you want to make up for it. But what I think is as significant as it's in the title and perhaps maybe yesterday was missed by a good portion of the market is that we've intersected for the first time what I would consider indisputable evidence of porphyry mineralization in this area in what we believe is the ultimate driver, like I said, to everything else that we have been seeing. And where we intersected that, we think, is about 600 meters away, potentially, from where the actual center of it is.
So let's talk about this geological model, figure one, that was published in the news release, because it also ties into one of the key notes that talks about the different styles of mineralization. You say two types of skarns, intrusion-related veins, and hypogenic porphyry mineralization. Obviously, the porphyry mineralization is key here in your eyes, but break down this geological model for us.
Yeah, great question, Corey. I don't want to go too nerdy on you because, you know, we'll end up being here all day. But, we're not reinventing the wheel here by any means with respect to our simplified geological model. For anyone who's interested, this is really comes from a long line. This a gentleman named Richard Sillitoe, one of the most well-respected porphyry geologists on the planet, and is really a model that he developed over the last 45 years or so or longer. And that's really what we're basing this off of. It's like anything in, you know, green fields exploration, which is what we're doing here. Let's not make any mistakes about that. I've chatted with a few people that are asking about resources and things like that. And I just bring them back to, you got to remember, we're a green fields explorer. That is not our goal, is to come up with a new skarn resource. Our goal is to make a big deposit discovery, right? And essentially, you can boil that down to what is it? It's a really complicated puzzle. And you need to come up with these models and you need to factor in all these different observations to figure out how you put the puzzle together, if that makes sense. And I feel that's what we've done and what it's pointing to. And, the area where we'll be testing this year for this, you know, porphyry mineralization of a larger scale, is an area about 600 meters, as I said, southwest of where we intersected it, a small portion of it in our final hole And it's also happens to be our strongest surface geochemical anomaly. It's our ZTEM geophysical anomaly. It's where we've mapped the Texas Creek coeval intrusion. So that's the same rocks that formed KSM, Bruce Jack, that suite of deposits. And it happens to be completely untested. So that's really the story that I want people to understand from this, in that all the drilling, you know, and I would come to the defense of the results that we've put out already from 2020, that they are significant, but it's drives back to that same principle. There's an ultimate source to all of this, and that's what we're focused on. We're not looking for the second place. We're looking for the first place. You know what I mean?
So what's the follow-up work going to look like? Because even within the news release, it says that the company is moving forward and towards that 2021 drill program that is fully funded, that is expected to begin sometime in June or July. Can you give us some more color on what that program is going to look like? First focus just here at the McClymont Fault.
Yeah, for sure. We'll have press releases coming out about it before we go into the season that'll have the exact details. So I can give you a bit of an overview going into that. It's going to be drilling heavy. And as we've mentioned before, our focus is on copper gold porphyry deposits. That's what we believe is the ultimate prize at Newmont Lake. We've got five of these targets that we've been developing over the last 2 years, and we've seen now hypogene mineralization at three of them. If we refer back to what some people remember, what we found at the end of 2019, and then some of the stuff in 2020 as well. So 2021 is going to be drilling focused. It's going to be, let's find this. We need to find the center of these. We need to find the best parts of these system and show people that, hey, this is the Golden Triangle. This is porphyry country, and you know Newmont Lake's right in the center of it, and it's no different.
So then, Cole, let's talk about the trading that happened during or after that news is released and the recovery that we're seeing today, because the stock was trending higher into that news release, and then the news release came out yesterday, and then it got hit down about 30% just in trading yesterday, but then today, taking back, let's say, about half of those losses, up about 16%. What color or insights can you give us on that kind of weird action around the news?
Now, good question, Corey. You know, I don't want to create any unnecessary speculation, but there's, yeah, definitely some interesting trading that was going on yesterday, and, you know, not the market reaction we were expecting. But I think the most important thing to look at is today is the rebound that we're seeing, that really strong support in the market. You know, we're back up 17% here at 21 cents. From where we closed at yesterday. So that support's coming in. I think people are starting to digest and understand the results and understand what the big picture is at Newmont Lake and what we're going to be chasing here in 2021. You know, the drill season is right around the corner, where you're hoping to be in drill on the hill turning in the next 6 to 8 weeks, if not better. So That's what we're focused on going forward. And, you know, day-to-day fluctuations are, you know, you can take interest in them. We're here for the long haul and the bigger prize.
So one other question that I want to bounce off you here regarding this general project is that this McClymont Fault is just one of a handful of targets, porphyry targets, on the project. What updates can you give us on some of these other targets as well?
Yeah, so we always refer to Newmont Lake as essentially four distinct systems. Again, when you have a land package of that size, there's going to be variation as to what's going on. In 2021, Chachi, as we've discussed before, will absolutely be a drilling focus. It's never been drilled before, and lots of information you can find on our website and previous press releases on what's going on there. We discussed McClymont. Burgundy, again, that's another one. You know, I refer back to people. We have a channel on surface there, 37 meters of 1.3% copper, 1.5 grams gold, 23 grams silver, and about 3% zinc. On surface in a breccia with hypogene mineralization at the end. That's never been drilled before. That's also going to be a drill target for 2021. It ties back into those that copper gold porphyry focus that we have, are making our transition into, and what drilling in 2021 will be all about. In the shorter term, we have more PGE analysis going on, some more geochemical work in trying to fingerprint similarities between certain parts of our property to the Galore Creek area, which of course is just to our northwest, along with some more geochemical work on trying to fingerprint other parts of our property to the camp that's just to the southeast of us in KSM, because we think we're starting to see, and as the geochronology would suggest that we've already released, characteristics or elements of both of those types of systems, coincidentally, right in the middle between the two of them, which of course is Newmont Lake and Enduro Metals. So you can look forward to that coming out as the results become available.
Okay. Cole, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Cole regarding these drill results or any of the drill plans heading forward, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Enduro Metals, so I will keep on following along for personal reasons as well. Cole, I appreciate the update. Have a great weekend.
Likewise, Corey. Thank you.